The Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn today.
Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. Of course, a lot of people talking about, Stephen Colbert being knocked off of CBS, right?
Right, right. Yeah. The negotiated deal, Paramount and CBS, and the whole mess that they've created out of this involving Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are drawing the conclusion that Trump made it a stipulation in this negotiation to fire Colbert because he can't take humor.
Yeah, and he got, $16 million or something from CBS on this Paramount merger thing.
He's made more money on the side.
Yeah.
There are side deals on this.
Yeah. But you've got something from Colbert, right?
I do. He came out with just a little bit more information on his show the other day. So why don't we check out Cut 125 and see what he had to say.
All right.
Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Listen, I'm going to go ahead. Thank you very much. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Cancel culture has gone too far.
Yeah.
You may have heard the news. Last week, we learned that The Late Show will be ending in May. And I want to...
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody who reached out to me over the weekend, including one text from an unknown number offering a high-paying IT work-from-home job for only 2 to 3 hours a day. Yes, I am very interested.
Yes.
And I will be sending you my routing number in May. Daddy needs a job. Over the weekend, it sunk in that they're killing off our show. But they made one mistake. They left me alive.
So there it is.
Yeah, he's on until May.
Yeah.
So
got a long time to beat this into the ground.
I think he'll last till May or...
What? Yeah.
I think he's going to stick it out as long as possible.
Well, I saw an interesting video with the Daily Show's Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to see this thing on X?
Did not see that, but I know he's concerned, too, because they're both owned by Paramount and CBS.
And behind him, they had a choral singer, singers in the back, and he was in front, and he was just shouting and singing the F word.
Oh, really?
And I'm thinking, when did they produce that, and how did that happen?
How did they do that?
Yeah. It was uncensored from the clip that I saw on X, but, that's X today, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Anything goes.
I went back to 2019. Stephen Colbert was, again, talking about the Trump administration and thinking it was the end of our democracy.
Right.
And he went into the back of the studio, and you went out in the back alley.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what happened. Cut 126.
Okay.
Stephen Colbert and Oscar.
Right. What if things never do get better? I mean, the whole economy could collapse.
Oh, yeah.
The dollar could plummet. The housing market would implode. Then we'd all end up living in trash cans.
Nothing's changed.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Oscar the Grouch, what are you doing here?
Well, Stephen, I overheard you were feeling down, so I came to enjoy it.
Well, enjoy, but even you have to admit, Oscar, things are really messed up right now.
Oh, I know, and I love it.
You do?
Sure. When things go wrong, it cheers me up. And I can't stand being cheered up, so that makes me grouchy again. And I love being grouchy.
That sounds complicated.
Really? Yeah. Preschoolers seem to get it.
So you're saying that if I just wait long enough, things will come around and get better?
What? No, they'll get even worse. And for me, that's even better. Get it?
I think I see what you mean.
Ooh, I feel the song coming out.
Here we go.
Yeah. Sing along.
People say the night is darkest just before the dawn.
People say a lot of things, and usually they're wrong.
Well, I refuse to stand here and say life is just a curse.
I agree.
You do?
Yeah. Things are always gonna get better before they get worse.
Everyone is fighting back in Washington, D.C.
Well, I don't read the papers, so that's all news to me.
Life is getting messy, but we're in this mess together.
Things are always gonna get worse
before they get better.
Hey, wait, that's not fair, you tricked me.
The news is overwhelming, and it's hard to leave the couch.
Then make the couch a garbage can and call yourself a grouch.
But humans aren't genius. We're not a bunch of quitters.
You still have faith in humans after walking onto Twitter?
That's a good point. Just remember at your lowest that you still can see the sky.
As a passing pigeon aims directly for your eye.
Just let me get the upper hand on this, our final verse. Things are gonna get better
before they get worse.
And then better.
But then worse.
But then worse.
But then better.
Gotcha!
All right.
Hey, tricked him.
Oh, he snuck that in there, yeah. You know, but...
Stephen Colbert.
It seems like nothing's changed
since
the first administration, and everybody forgot, and they put this guy back in, which is crazy. My brothers participated in this.
Your brothers?
I have twin brothers, and they decided, just wait and see. Let's see what happens,
Trump another chance.
So now we have a unitary executive out there. We have a king. We have the dictator, and...
Have you talked to your brothers lately?
I did. I talked to one of them. He said, well, you know, I just wanted to cool things down. That's why I said, just wait and see. I knew my brother was going to level off.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, well, again, we'll see what happens.
Hey, I got to say this.
Yeah,
you know, we had a call from CJ. You know, he hates immigration.
Yeah.
We got a speech from Ronald Reagan coming up later.
Oh, I hope CJ's listening.
On immigration, and you guys are going to eat your words.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We also are going to be talking with Jim Santel, attorney at law, and later in the show, the Maggie Dawn Show, we'll visit with Pete Schwabe before he goes on the air tonight with his show, Nightline.
Talk a little entertainment.
Yep. It's all coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in on the Civic Media Radio Network.